This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And the Democrats, I think, are laying the groundwork to lose another election.
You think they could lose the House again?
Yes, I think they could.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Chris Matthews questioning George Will. And George Will's giving him the truth. I don't get Chris Matthews saying, do you think they could lose the House again? They've already lost the House. They're not getting the House back. Wishful thinking on their part.
The Democrats could get as many as 40 seats or something like that.
You remember we talked about this, Chris Wallace saying it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Wishful thinking on behalf of the Democrats. They think they've got a shot. They want, look, if you don't want to I don't want to say bullied because the Republicans aren't bullying them, but the Democrats want to believe that they're not the bullies. And now they're starting to show how weak they are because they're like, we can still win. We can win in 2018. Mm-hmm. Y'all just wait and see. You know, we'll get beyond all this FISA mess. And all where every Democrat in the food chain is complicit. And every other one by association is complicit. Man, going down, people. McCabe is, I mean, we look at McCabe because he was, what, deputy director of the FBI? Big deal, right? James Comey was the director of the FBI. Big deal, right? It's bigger than them. Or than they, I should say. It's bigger. We're talking about the Clintons. We're talking about Obama. We're talking about all of the big wigs of Obama. And we're talking, look, Susan Rice, we're talking Loretta Lynch, we're talking Eric Holder, we're talking about all the power structure, the entire Obama administration. And then guess what? We might have to go back into Fast and Furious. We might have to go back into these other things. And you know what Donald Trump has done? He's left most of these swamp rats in place. Because you know what? Even a swamp rat has a conscience at some point. Some of these swamp rats aren't nearly as dialed in as the left wants you to believe. They're not nearly as much of the ideologues. Some of them are actually being jolted out of their stupors. I know that's hard for you to believe. You're thinking, oh, Kevin, these people, they have no conscience. They have no, you're exactly right. Most of them don't. But there are a few of them going, I can't believe we did this. I was under the illusion we were correct. We were the righteous ones. I was under the delusion that the right, the conservatives, were the people who were ideologues, and they were against us for all the wrong reasons. And you know what I'm finding out? I'm finding out that our leadership, the people that we trusted, are nothing but liars. Believe it or not, there are people on the left who have believed the hype that Hillary Clinton wants to help women and wants to help children, that Barack Obama wants to help blacks, wants to help Latinos, wants to help women, whatever. Give me your special interest voting block, and I will tell you there are Democrats waking up to the idea every single day right now that the only thing those people wanted is power and money. And they wanted it from somebody else. Let me ask you, do you think you're going to wake up one morning and go, boy, we conservatives, I can't believe that we wanted righteousness and we really wanted to raise the ocean for everybody. And I found out that that's not true of conservatism. No conservative will ever have to utter those words. Because you've got a core. A moral core guided by the ethics that you've learned probably through Judeo-Christian values and good mothers. Mother, my grandmother would call it mother wit. That means the wit and the experience that your mom put on you, that you know, your common sense, what your family values. You're not going to wake up and go, I'm shocked that my common sense family values, Judeo-Christian values, have been rocked to their core. But Democrats wake up every single day and find that out. Oh, you may find out somebody's crooked. Oh, so-and-so did this or that. Your foundation isn't shaken. You just go, that's a strayed Republican, conservative, whatever. Christian, we're fallible. But you're never going to get rocked to your core. Democrats get rocked to their core. I want you to think about all their idols. Hillary Clinton, the idol of a bunch of old hags, right? They're rocked to their core. Many of them are. Some of them are sticking with her because they're ideologically attached. It would ruin who they are. It would ruin their own identity because they identify through her. That's why they have to stick with her. There are many blacks who are forced to stick with the lying skunk that Barack Obama is. But guess what? They're going to find out he's exactly what he is, exactly what we said. There are many of them who are finding out just how incompetent that guy is, and they don't want to accept it. He's got the intellect, the economic intellect of a baboon, and quite frankly, he's got the political intellect, outside of getting elected, of a chimpanzee. Oh, Kevin, I know. I had groans when I said that in an audience the other day. They were like, it's a monkey reference. Yeah. And I apologize to the monkeys. Barack Obama's stupid. And you know what Trump is showing? He's showing the world. You believed in this clown. You believed in him. He's done nothing. He can't make you better, and he didn't make America better. Trump went over to Davos and rocked it. You want to know why? Because he knows what America means to the world. There is no second, everybody else is second place. There is nobody that can ascend to this throne because this is a God-given position that America has been put in. And the reason is because God looks at our country and says they can overcome anything. That's why we're number one. And that's why we have to export excellence and not the crap that these leftists had us exporting. Their foundations are rocked, folks, and it's not over. Every single day, academics get their foundations rocked. Holly weirdos get their foundations rocked. And you know what you do? You continue to perform. You go out there, you start businesses, you hire people, you do it by the book, you raise the best kids, you marry the best men and women. That's what conservatives do. We set the standards. And the left can't stand it. And you're never going to wake up. You may wake up challenging your own morality, but you will never challenge your moral core. That's why you're beautiful people. That's why I love having you around. Woo, I've been lecturing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
I'm Dave Chappelle. And I just wanted to remind the audience that the only thing more frightening than watching a black man be honest in America is being an honest black man in America.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Honest Black Man in America. Kevin Jackson, this is Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, on demand, 24/7, anytime you want it. I hope you tell people about it. Let them know if you're having fun on the show and you're learning something. You know, I don't listen to other people's shows. I get snippets generally. And I watch, you know, interviews of different people. Dan, one of my buddies, Dan Bongino, he's getting a lot of interview time with this FISA stuff. And he's got supposedly the number two show on digital format. And Dan's a good guy. He's one of the sharpest guys. He sat in for Hannity a time or two. I'll probably do that soon. Sharp guy. Knows his stuff. But I will put this radio show up against anybody. I would. And the thing about it is I feel like, honestly, because people listen to my show and they'll see me out and about and they'll say, Kevin, man, I love your show. And you know what I like most? And I'm like, no, I'm curious. What do you like? And they tell me,
I like, man, it's like we're just sitting around talking. You know, we're in the living room having a conversation. I go, that's exactly what I'm trying to create. When I have to conjure you up because I don't see you. But when I'm visualizing us just sitting around talking, I'm visualizing us having this conversation and you wanting to get answers because, you know what, I'm curious about certain things. And that's how we prep the show. And there's a pretty good-sized team involved with this, believe it or not. Technical producers, segment producers, then there are production people that have to get the show ready for terrestrial. So I don't know if you're listening to us at a particular market, or they're getting it ready for digital distribution. And everybody says, Kevin, the show will do much better if you put a camera in there and you do, you know, people. And I'm like, look, I get it. People want to see you, Howard Stern type stuff, you know, and all that. But I'm going, until we can get something different, I'm cute. I ain't going to lie. I got more than a face for radio, but I don't see the big deal.
Well, that's why Shapiro does so well.
Well, good for him. Good for Ben. Happy for him. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson Show is what you are listening to. If you do want to contact, please contact us. We love it. My producers love getting mail. They do. They read it. We sometimes play it back. I'll talk to you guys about different subjects if it's of interest. If you call, we'll play the clip. You know, we will. I want to hear from you. 844-551-8255. If you haven't jotted that number down, for shame. For shame on you. Oh, man. So I was speaking at an educational conference, and it was about winning. What do we need to do to win? And Jesse Waters was the keynote. And, you know, I'm good for him. But there were some really interesting people there. I'm not saying Waters wasn't. I personally wasn't that interested in Jesse, you know, giving inside baseball. You know, Kimberly Guilfoyle's dating a lot. You know, Navy SEALs like her a lot. You know, and their people get a chuckle. You know, okay, congratulations. Kimberly's single. You know, she's certainly really nice. You know, some people think she's really hot. Some people think she's just okay. Some people maybe less. I don't know. But really, that's, you know, you come to an educational conference. You're in VIP, and that's what you want to impart. Anyway, no offense against Jesse. That would have been of no consequence, no event, no interest to me. I mean, the average person in the crowd was 60 years old, I'm going to say. So, Kimberly's dating habits? Yeah, well, that's inside baseball. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour. I want to talk about the strategies of the Democrats. The strategies. So one strategy has to do with chain migration, and Kirsten Gillibrand had this to say about chain migration on The View.
And now President Trump has a new proposal on the table, a path to citizenship for Dreamers, about 1.8 million Dreamers, so more than we thought before, and $25 billion for a wall. Would you vote for that?
No. His proposal is going to really end family reunification as we know it. Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at this issue of our Dreamers, these are kids who came to our country with their parents when they were young. They know no other country but the United States as their home. They may not even speak a different language. They love this country. They are college kids. They are serving in our military. They're business owners. They have families. And to rip them apart is contrary to the core values of this nation. Our diversity is our strength. The fact that this is a country founded by immigrants is not lost. This is a country founded by immigrants, and it's what makes our economy grow. It's what makes our communities vibrant. It's certainly at the heart and soul of New York.
Do you agree with Nancy Pelosi when she says he wants to make America white again, and that's what this is about?
I think a lot of President Trump's rhetoric is racist, and let's be very clear. When someone uses the phrase change migration, it is intentional in trying to demonize families, literally trying to demonize families and make it a racist slur.
All right, everybody. Did you get that term? Family reunification. Chain migration, now with the Democrats, you will never hear them say that. They want that to be considered. Anybody catch the magic word? racist. So why is it racist? If it were chain migration for Russian immigrants or Polish or Swedish, which, by the way, we have some, what would they be saying then? Would it still be racist? See, this is what's interesting to me about the left when you watch it, their tactics. They want to take a easily understandable term, chain migration. They give it a cutesy little name, family reunification. Well, if that's the case, we're 6 degrees of separation from everybody. Shouldn't everybody be able to come? No, no, no. We're only talking about parents. Or we're only talking about grandparents. Or we're only talking about first cousins. Or we're only talking about uncles and aunts. Or we're only talking about half-brothers and half-sisters, step-brothers and stepsisters. You know, what are you talking about? You're talking about votes. And now Kirsten Gillibrand has been sent out to say anyone who uses the term chain migration, well, they're just being racist. That's what they are. If you say that term, you're racist. If I put together a montage and had the number of people, Dick Durbin started it, chain migration, that's got slave connotations and it's just not good. It's a terrible thing to say, chain migration. And they want it to work. Let me ask you this. Do you honestly believe that chain migration is going to be replaced with family reunification under President Trump? If you think he's going to let that happen, you're out of your mind. He's going to call it chain migration. Now, let me tell you what the left is doing. Every time he says it, they want him to appear to be racist. Every time he says chain migration, that's what this is about. That's the strategy. He doesn't want to reunify families. No, he wants to protect the families that are here. If you want to talk about family reunification, how about you start in the black neighborhoods?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I made a secondary motion that prior to the public release of either memoranda, that the FBI and the Department of Justice have the opportunity to come and brief the entire House in a classified session on both memoranda, on the underlying facts and the underlying materials, so that the committee could make a responsible judgment as to whether the memoranda should be made public. That motion was voted down by the majority. The majority expressed a concern that something in the minority memoranda or otherwise could compromise sources and methods, and for exactly that reason, we asked that both memoranda be vetted by the FBI and the Department of Justice, but that was voted down. I spoke with the director of the FBI earlier this afternoon. He expressed his strong interest in being able to brief our committee prior to any release of these materials about concerns that the Bureau and the Department have. I relayed that interest by the director of the FBI, a appointee of President Trump, to this committee, but that was unavailing. They were not willing to meet with the director of the FBI to hear the Bureau's concerns or the Department's concerns.
All right, everybody, welcome back. That was Adam Schiff giving reasons why we shouldn't be able to see this document. It's a matter of national security. And, and it was funny, Chuck Todd interviewed McCarthy, Congressman McCarthy, and he says, you know, why is this going up to the president? Why aren't they sending this over to the FBI? So you want them to send the memo that was generated by the inspector general, synthesized down by the Republicans with the same information that's in that document, over to the very group that's been targeting the president for the better part of a year and a half. That's the logic. It's unbelievable. So we've got a lot of things at play here. They shouldn't be releasing this FISA document because it's got too many underlying things that the public doesn't understand. And Schiff didn't say that this time because it implied that the public is too stupid. Then he says, no, it really needs to be reviewed for security, the nature of it from a security standpoint. Yeah, sort of like Hillary's emails, right? I mean, suddenly the Democrats care about national security. Then they say, well, we don't want it to go to the president because Chuck Todd said it could end up being obstruction of justice if he has to get involved, which, by the way, that is the process. That's the constitutional process being followed. And all because they don't want this information out. They're afraid of the information out. Nancy Pelosi then goes on to say it's all fake. Here's her clip. We'll play it again.
And what they're putting forth is a total misrepresentation. It is false. And they're putting it out there as if it is factual and then saying, well, we're going to show this to the American people, but we're not going to show the rebuttal to it by the Democrats. Now, this isn't not to be politicized. This is about fact. It's about evidence, about data. It's not about making up a false memo based on a false premise that the chairman hasn't even read and then to put it out there. Of course not.
Well, then why are they so anxious to release it?
Because it's not even true. It's not even true. They have made up a memo that isn't even true, and they're lying to the Americans.
So what are you going to do about it?
False memo based on a false premise that the chairman hasn't even read. Complete nonsense. All information gathered from the very tangled web that the left weaved in order to so-called capture Donald Trump in a web of deceit. And what did they do? It backfired. And now what do they want to do? They want to cover it up. They've got some really interesting tactics. So now what? They got nothing. But they have a new strategy. And I want to share that with you. Adam Schiff says it. Cory Booker says it. 15 people. I could get you 15 clips where they say the same thing. But I want to play Schiff's version of this. Then I want to play Cory Booker. And I want you to hear the abject nonsense that these people are trying to create. Doubt in the American public. And here's what's so sad about it. Not for us. We're beaming. Happy New Year, by the way. Conservatives, Republicans, people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, we love you. Let me tell you what the problem is, sadly, for the Democrats. Nobody believes them. Even the lamestream media is now beginning to turn. So let me let you hear this clip. This is Schiff. No, I don't want to do Booker yet. I want to do Schiff first. So good. Schiff on Trump's intent, I think is what we called it.
I want to get your reaction, to something that Michael Wolff just said on this show, because it's an issue that in a criminal case would be left to a jury, and in an impeachment case would be brought to you. And that is, if there is an obstruction of justice case that is presented to the House of Representatives, and one of the elements of an obstruction of justice case is that the president ordered the firing of Robert Mueller. What Michael Wolff just said is, he was saying that all the time. He was saying, fire Mueller all the time. I want to fire Mueller all the time. Michael Wolff said it was like wallpaper, and so people around him did not take it seriously, and it might, in the president's mind, never have been a specific order, and since it was never carried out, he may not believe that he ever issued such an order, no matter what people quote him as saying.
Well, apparently Doug McCann took it seriously and was willing to resign rather than carry it out. So this doesn't sound like it was an idle comment. I wouldn't describe this as wallpaper based on what the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others have reported, but rather a fixation that goes to the president's intent.
Interesting choice of words, given that Hillary Clinton never had any intent with her leaking of the emails and all that other stuff. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is such an interesting and laughable theory. If there was anything that I can tell you showcases the level of desperation that the Democrats have right now, it was that clip. And let me explain. You have Ed Schultz interviewing Adam Schiff. MSNBC and probably one of the worst Democrats, in my opinion, worse than Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi combined, Adam Schiff, on a witch hunt for the presidency, you know, against President Trump. And they reference a book, Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, that has been completely discredited. Michael Wolff has been completely discredited. And Ed Schultz references his book and says, if there is an obstruction of justice case, it would be referred to you, Adam Schiff, of which he has this little smug look on his face. And he says, if the president ordered the firing of Mueller, then would it get to you? And he says, Wolff says that that's what the president walked around saying. It was like wallpaper.
And he goes, this is so funny. So then Schultz goes on to say, it was never taken seriously. It was never carried out. Could it be that he never felt that he issued such an order? And then Schiff comes in and says, well, Doug McCann took it seriously. Let me ask you, audience, without going to Google or anything else, because I'm going to tell you, you can't even spell McCann's name. The way it's spelled, you'd never get it. But anyway, Doug McCann, ever heard the name? Who is he? But Schiff says it as if it's Shakespeare. Well, Shakespeare said, or Da Vinci, or Denzel, right? He makes it sound like this is so authoritarian. Doug McCann took it seriously, so much so he resigned. Okay, so let's get this straight, just so we're clear, because I want to make sure. This is what we shoot for on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, clarity. What Schiff and Ed Schultz are trying to say is Mueller, who remains in his job as special counsel, that Donald Trump should be under investigation because he may have uttered, why is Mueller still on the case? This guy should be fired. There's plenty of reasons. He's incompetent. He's looking in the wrong places. He seems to be ignoring all the real evidence. He's part of the collusion. He's certainly, we can make a case that he's part of it. And why hasn't he been fired? If the president even asked that question, well, then it was taken seriously, and that would be obstruction of justice. Doesn't matter that Mueller had, nobody's acted upon it. Mueller hasn't been fired. Nothing, and quite frankly, it's been everything to the contrary. After all the reasons that Donald Trump has to fire Mueller, you know what he says, to the chagrin of the people listening to this program, he said, no, leave him there. Leave him there. He's hiring, but Mr. President Trump, he's hiring a bunch of people that support Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump says, whatever. If that's the way he wants to carry out the investigation, cool. What's happened? What's funny, if you look at the Democrats, nothing makes sense. I mean, I'm telling you, it makes sense in its chaos. It makes sense that these guys are so used to politics as usual working, they don't understand why this doesn't work. And it never will. Obstruction for something that didn't even happen.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effect of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. How much of Nancy Pelosi do you believe? How much of the Democrats do you believe now? I asked a question early in the broadcast. How many Democrats do you think are now questioning whether they've made the right decision to support that party? We talk a lot about the black vote, how many blacks are going to support Donald Trump in 2018, 2020, what's going to be the temperature of the water, so to speak. We've already got some glimpses of it, though supposedly Donald Trump's blacks have doubled their support of Trump since the election. What's that number? I don't know. But I've made a prediction that in the 2020 election, Donald Trump will get somewhere between 25 to 30% of the black vote. That is Armageddon for the left. It's coming. Armageddon. But not the way Nancy Pelosi described it. How many Republicans do you believe have shifted in from support of Donald Trump and said, you know what, we're not getting what we want from this guy? I know Ann Coulter's been out there going, days since the wall hasn't been built. And as much as I appreciate the wit of Ann Coulter, I can't stand when she's a one-trick pony. Ann Coulter needs to jump off the wall, so to speak, metaphorically, however you want to look at it, because the wall is going to get built. All the things that the left will tell you, he's not going to build the wall, or he's not going to do so-and-so. He's going to allow amnesty for DACA, for illegals. Not true. All nonsense. Fake news narratives. And then there are people out there that want to propagate this stuff. They want to make you believe that. Donald Trump's been the most truthful guy, the most truthful politician in the modern history. The most truthful. I'd love for somebody to tell me who else has told you exactly what he's going to do, and he does it. Now, you may not like the tactics. Donald Trump told everybody, I believe that we need to look at the situation with these DACA kids, and we need to get them into the U.S. They don't understand why they're here. Now, I've been having this philosophical battle with people. Some of them internal to my own staff. And they say to me, Kevin, if they put 1.1 million DACA people and then they bring over the people and all that and the way this thing is being described, it's going to change the voting in Texas and blah, 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 and all these other red states. And I said, the Democrats are trying to change that anyway. We should be looking at redistricting and things like that because we control the state legislatures and we should be taking this up to the Supreme Court. But if you think that DACA is going to be the way to do it, you're mistaken. Donald Trump is going to end, and here he comes, chain migration. I talked earlier about what the left wants to call that now. They got a new cutesy name for chain migration. They call it something like family repositioning or something. It's a cutesy little name. Oh, yeah, we're going to bring all these families together, but don't use that name. Don't use the other thing because that's good. That doesn't sound good. Yeah, well, it sounds good enough for me. Family reunification, that's what they call it. Trump's not going to give in on that. There will be no chain migration. There will be no more lottery visas. And there will be a wall. And the left hate it. And the reason why all of these things are going to occur is very simple. Not only do you see that Donald Trump is serious when he says, one, we're going to defund and get rid of Obamacare. I'll ask anybody that's willing to listen, show me where you've been closer. Did Bush, well, Bush couldn't have done it. He was pre-Obama. Nobody's done it. We've controlled Congress. Nobody's done it. Trump said he was going to do it, and he's doing it. He said he'd do it day one. He couldn't. But he's everything else he talked about, taking the teeth out of it, not appropriating funds for this, telling you don't have to get the penalty, and a host of other things are all under the notion that Obamacare is gone. You can call it whatever you want at this point. It's dead. Donald Trump said he was going to pass a tax bill. I want you to understand what this man's been putting up with. A left and a right that didn't want him. Somebody did a tweet that said, Donald Trump may be the first president not elected for any party. So while he's fighting off the wolves, you know, in his internal party, the left coming at him, you know, I would say left and right, but left and left, okay, trying to fabricate lies against him, he's marched on. And it's because of that Donald Trump's tax break. Now, think about this. Immediately, companies gave people a bonus. April 15th is coming up. You know what's going to happen? A tsunami of another bonus. Not only are people going to get their check back, you know what they noticed? They noticed right away in their series of paychecks, they got bigger. 40, 50 bucks. To some people, that's significant. I know it's not crumbs, the way Nancy Pelosi described it. Armageddon's coming. But the problem is the Democrats don't understand it's coming for them. Let's play that clip of Pelosi on taxes.
Democrats are willing partners in that process.
Absolutely. We have been willing partners.
Because they say you're not.
No, no. Here's their problem. This dark cloud hangs over the Capitol. It's called a tax cut. It's taken us $2 trillion additional into debt. That makes them afraid of incurring any further debt,
right.
So they don't want to spend money on their domestic agenda. Now, what we're fighting for is money for opioids, money for more money for meeting the needs of our veterans, not money for the Biblical Power to Cure, the National Institutes of Health, money for pensions, which are struggling in our country. In addition to that, appropriately right. dealing with the disaster assistance for Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and the other areas affected by the disasters and the hurricanes and the fires.
So then why did you back off the shutdown?
All right, everybody, welcome back. At the very end, you hear Chris Cuomo say, why'd you back off the shutdown? If it added $2 trillion of debt, they're afraid to incur more debt, and you want money for all these issues, and I'm going to get into those issues in just a second. Why did you back down? And Pelosi doesn't have an answer. So let's talk about what she talks about. She says the tax cut was Armageddon. And I've already explained, if that's the definition of Armageddon, millions of people want more of it. Every time Pelosi or the Democrats open their mouths, they prove to their constituents just how crazy they are. Pelosi called people getting $1,000 to $3,000 bonuses crumbs. If you think that's not going to bite them in the butt, you wait. The people getting those crumbs appreciate it. The tax cut is that tsunami wave. See, the first wave hit with the tax cuts. You know, it was the earthquake. I should say, yeah, that was the groundswell. Because it put money right back into people's pockets immediately through these bonuses and through when the HR departments or the county departments got they said, oh, we can change the W-9s. So people were getting this money back. The second phase is now they're going to have their money coming back in the form of on April 15th in the next wave, which is the tsunami wave. And for those who hadn't seen it impact their checks just yet, that's about to occur simultaneously with getting fatter checks back from the government, their own money. Meanwhile, Pelosi says they don't want to spend money on opioids. Donald Trump made opioids one of his top things he's going to do. And by the way, where was Pelosi on opioids during Barack Obama's administration? Absent. She says they're going to spend more money on veterans. Who do you think cares more about veterans? Donald Trump or Barack Obama? I'll just leave it as rhetorical. She talked about the National Institutes of Health's power to cure, as if money's being drawn away from that. Then she got to the real thing she wants. She wants your money to fund all these Democrat pensions. The California pension, the Illinois pension, all those pension plans are broke. She wants you to fund it. And then finally, she talked about disaster relief, as if Donald Trump hasn't done anything. We did a thing on Puerto Rico where they had things in warehouses where they could have gotten the electricity back on, but they left it off in order to blame Donald Trump. That's what that Puerto Rican mayor did. I believe for San Juan, it was one of the bigger cities. Left people in the cold, left them without electricity, probably, cooking with firewood, in order to make a point. See, that's what the left does. Armageddon's coming, folks, but it's not coming for us. Armageddon will be very selective. Armageddon's coming for the Democrats. Their signs, I don't need to take you through them. We've already been through a lot of them today. The Democrats know they're in big trouble, and every move they currently make is a move of desperation. Every single one. Tax cuts have been good for this country and will continue.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.